Hello.
Hey, Will.
Hey.
Hey, I see I got a missed call from you during my lunch hour here.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm after talking to my wife and after fighting with Angie's for a couple of hours, I got to hold off on everything, buddy.
Really? What happened with Home Advisor by Angie's where you're saying you're fighting with them?
Well, trying to get it canceled for one, and reiterated some of the information that you sent me, and it didn't go anywhere. And then after,
so what are they saying? They're going to try to keep your money?
Yeah, that's exactly what they said.
Okay.
Yeah,
they want
$5,000 for me to cancel it.
No, that's BS. That is complete BS. It's impossible. Okay, so.
And between the only solution that they potentially offered me, and that it isn't even an immediate thing, it wouldn't be till next month, is lowering my tier package.
No, you can cancel it. You can go to the bank and tell them it was a fraudulent transaction, and they'll cut it off and reimburse you, and then they could take it up with the collections agency. That's crazy.
Yeah, but what about being sued for the 35% that they want?
They're not. They can't. It's not going to carry any weight. Like I told you earlier, they're a company that's already under investigation with the Federal Trade Commission. There's no way on earth it's going to stand. They try to come at you over 35% of something that's detrimental to your business. You got to understand, there's some people that they lie to and they sign up and they just can't even afford it. Like, they can't afford $1,300, let alone a 35% cancellation. You think that's going to hold up in court when you tell them, hey, I tried to cancel the service and they told me I couldn't? It's legally they can't do it. They would literally be bankrupting companies day and night.
Yeah, they're trying to hold that contract thing that I signed or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's usually what happens. Like, if you go to your... That's kind of the issue we're having here, too. Otherwise, I would just say, hey, let me just go ahead and reimburse you. But when you sign up for it, they start creating that Google business profile. If you look up your company now, we've already launched it. You know what I mean? Yeah. We do that right away when you sign up. I noticed there was a note you said you want to hold off on everything until the beginning of the year. The only thing I would really be able to do would be to, like, extend the start date. You know, like I could push it 2 weeks out as if we started on January 2nd, and that way you get the full month. You know, you wouldn't actually start your first month of service until January 2nd, and then, you know, on February 2nd, you'd be able to evaluate it if you want to continue to move forward. But by that point, we have already a month and a half of bringing in jobs for you. You should be well into the green and already have Home Advisor out of your hair. So that was kind of my plan of action, was to just, okay, I know these guys are giving them headaches and you're probably going to have to jump through a few more loops, but you will be able to cancel it and you won't have to pay that cancellation charge. And I don't want to open up the spot and then have it go to somebody else when this could be your bread and butter for the rest of the 2025 year. You know what I mean?
Right on.
Once you do leave that, you're going to need your name out there. People will be able to look you up, see you're real. You know what I mean? So the tools and the things we create, they stick with you even if you are to leave our services later. Like you still, like that Google business profile I just texted you, those, we build that, and then even if you leave us later, we release that to you. So you still will have like a place for them to write your reviews on Google. Those will stick. The Google verification will stick, the website, all those things. So these are long-term tools that you're going to want. It's like a digital business card. We're not putting you on our site. We're actually building up your business, your business listings, your online presence. So it's not contingent on using our services like Home Advisor by Angie's. You know, if you stop using their services, all those reviews, they just go right back to threatening you like they're doing now. They're just going to go, okay, if you cancel all your reviews, everything we've done to this point, all those clients that you built up, we're going to delete the whole profile, and they end up holding you hostage. You know what I mean? So don't let them try to fear-monger you into, oh, your business is stuck. You know, if that's the case and you're $1,300 into it and they're trying to get your $1,300 back, go down to the bank, tell the bank, hey, this is a fraudulent transaction. I didn't authorize this.
Well, it's already, the transaction's already cleared. Hold on, my wife wanted to ask you something.
Sure, sure.
I have a quick question. So
hi. My name's John,
hi,
by the way.
I
haven't met
I'm
you
Caitlin.
Yet. Okay, hi, Caitlin.
So, you know, with the whole promises they're going to send these leads, and then he got his first lead last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
He calls the number. The number is not a working number. And
right.
They still charged him for that. Would that not, like, my thought process was there's
not
nothing
legal.
That's preventing them from creating fake profiles and sending you fake leads and still charging you for that. So I would think that that would be enough to hold up in court if they even did try to do anything.
Exactly. Exactly. I even told them earlier when I first set up the Google Business profile for you guys, I sent them these articles and I'm not supposed to do it. Like, they tell us, hey, don't do that because you're basically helping people leave those guys. But I feel like it's a scam, you know, and in those articles that I sent to him, it's a scam. There's tens of thousands of business owners that are explaining, you know, exactly to the Federal Trade Commission what you just said to me now, which is like, hey, I call these numbers, they don't answer, but they charge me $120 for the lead. It's supposed to be a roofing lead. And then they never get a hold of
the
person.
Number and it says it's not even an active number.
Right. Yeah. And then they debit you for it, like right away.
That was a real lead. Like you could,
yeah,
they could be sitting there creating.
That's what I was trying to explain to Will is like, I have a client of mine. He works in DFW. He's a roofer and he's like 80 years old or almost 80 years old. I've been working with him for like 12 years. They've had their company for like 30 something years. But they did the same thing to this guy. They were texting him, and he doesn't text message. He's from the generation before that, and they were texting him these leads. By the time he figured out what was going on, they had a bill of like $3,600 on him in just like a week and a half. It was crazy. So I had to go through all these loops, but it was a lot more difficult. We ended up getting his niece on the line because she's a little younger and was able to, you know, dial the numbers, talk to him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up getting it fixed for him. And then they went to the bank and they actually ended up stopping all transactions there. I think at some point he even got a whole different card, so they didn't even have access to his payment. And they disappeared. They never came after him or anything like that.
I would call the bank and go ahead and just get that rolling.
Yeah, and that they do, I did send those reports too. You guys can report them too. Like, the idea is to kind of stop it from continuing to happen. There's a lot of people, it's not just you guys, they have over 10,000 complaints that they've accumulated throughout the U.S. in just the last 2 years.
Right.
And it's always the business owners. The homeowners love it. They're like, hey, Home Advisor connected me with five people, I got five free quotes, and I picked the cheapest guy, I saved $10,000 on my job, you know, or whatever the case may be. So they like it, and those are the only reviews that you see online. Like, they have a way of like expunging their bad ones. But if you go to like Glassdoor and some of these ones where you could see the business owners that use it, it's like a 1-star rating across the board. So that's what I was trying to help you out with earlier. It was like, look, they're going to tell you these things and they're trying to scare you. That 35%,
right.
They're trying to scare you. If I sign up my company and somebody's supposed to do some advertisement for me, and then I decide later I feel like these guys are actually negatively affecting my business rather than helping it, which is what's happening, right? They're taking money from you and you're not making money from it. You have every right to discontinue that. The whole contract thing that they throw out never stands. That's why we as a Google partner don't require contracts, because even if we told them, hey, you're contractually obligated to stick with us for 12 months, it's not going to stick. It's not going to hold up. If you want to leave, you can leave whenever you want. We've been doing it for 20 years. We already know how the game works. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm trying to...
They got money pouring out of the...
No, you're fine.
Every Friday, which they failed to mention, and every lead they receive is a wrong number, someone who doesn't need to work, or somebody who has already hired someone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just sending you shit that's already...
Well,
yeah, I'm not saying all of them are complete garbage, but the problem is that, like, let's say the lead was fresh and it just came in today.
Yeah.
They might send it to you 2-3 hours later or the next day, and so you might already be like the fourth or fifth person contacting them. You know, they might already have somebody on the way or be irritated by your call, or that's when they end up just shutting the line off and blocking all the numbers that come through Home Advisor.
Is there a way to stop transactions on the app?
Mm-hmm.
I might have to call the bank then or whatever, because
I think there is actually.
Still
Yeah, there is a way for you to pause it, I think, through the app, but it automatically unpauses after like a day or two. I've run into that with my clients before, too.
Yeah, it's going to charge you. But.
Yeah, I need to call them real quick and put a stop payment on there. Can I call you back here in like 5 minutes?
Sure. Yeah, try to get a reverse. It's probably going to take longer than 5 minutes. Try to get a reversal, though, of that 13, too, and then maybe get them back on the line, have them just delete the whole profile. But I'll help you figure it out. Just call into me directly. If I'm on the line, just do what you did. You know, leave a voicemail or my reps will send me a message. I'll call you right back.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Will. Bye.